The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Yeehaw! And welcome everyone to In the Saddle with your host, DJ Iceberg. Strap on your boots and mount up with me as we take a ride through the equine world.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Hello, horse lovers. Today, we are going to continue talking about the tack for a horse. Just a reminder, the tack is the horse's gear. The girth, saddle, bridle, leg wraps, and other items. But I will only be talking about saddles today because we have so much to cover. Last week, we covered the saddle type that is most similar to the early American cowboys, the working ranch saddle. Without further ado, let's dive into the other types of Western saddles. Trail riding or pleasure riding saddles are of a medium depth and are typically padded, though they aren't always. Soft saddles can be more comfortable on shorter rides, but once you get a few hours in, they can become less comfortable. That's why a working cowhorse saddle is harder, as it is more comfortable for longer lengths of time. The cantle, the back edge of the seat, is of a medium height for a Western saddle, which is around 4 inches. The swell or pommel tends to be shorter with a thin horn on top if a horse decides they want to try out being a bronco. Though personally, I prefer having a horn on my Western saddle, there are some people who don't want one while they're trail riding because they may get hit in the stomach going up steep inclines. There is a middle ground with this, though, where some opt for a very short, very thin horn. A pleasure rider does not require as much mobility in the legs as other disciplines, as they remain in a certain position for the bulk of the time that they're riding. The fenders hang directly below the rider, keeping the stirrups from bouncing around haphazardly. Trail riding often requires double rigging because of the various types of terrain the horse must navigate. Having multiple points for cinching is vital to traveling up and down hills on horseback so that the saddle does not tip. The discipline roping has a deep seat with a rough suede or other materials that can help the rider achieve maximum traction in the saddle. The cantle is rounded and low for ease in mounting and dismounting, and these saddles are used mainly in roping competitions because even cow farmers who do a great deal of roping prefer a working saddle for day-to-day operations as they are more versatile for their kind of work and are still capable when it comes to roping. The swell has to be low and it's rounded to reduce the leverage of the rope and the cow attached to it. But the horn in comparison is tall for space to wrap the rope around and has a thick girth for strength and durability. A lot of riders like a little bit of extra grip and durability on their horn when roping, so they use what is called a horn wrap, which can be made out of leather or rubber materials. Some riders even make their own using black inner tubes from tires, because they're cheaper than buying the ones specifically fabricated for roping. The downside of this more cost-effective item is that a black residue is left on the rope and your fingers after you use it. Also, a horn and roping must be replaced often as it is put through a lot of wear and tear. The fender is hung more forward because ropers tend to lean back in their saddles to gain a little bit of leverage against the cow. And the saddle has a double rigging system similar to the working saddle. The next kind of riding is especially interesting to me because my neighbor used to breed champion horses for this event. Cutting horses are used to separate a single cow or calf from a herd and keep them separated to check if the animal is hurt, sick, or perfectly healthy. The seat on a cutting saddle is flat and long to allow for maximum movement. Unlike with roping, a rider, when assisting a cutting horse, needs to have flexibility in movement as their horse weaves in and out of the herd, making sharp and precise movements. The cantle is low and the seat is longer than in other disciplines, as well as the swell being high and wide. A cutting horse often makes sharp stops, and because the seat is flat and the cantle is low, the rider needs this one point of support. The saddle has a tall and thin horn with a comfortable grip in case the rider should need it. And because of hard stops that the horse must execute, the rider leans back a little bit in their saddle so the fenders are hung further forward. There are also free swinging to provide maximum flexibility and movement along with the horse, as well as the saddle having double rigging to keep the saddle stable across its entirety. The reining saddle seat is flat and the cantle is low to allow the rider to move their pelvis in an attempt to brace for their horse's sliding stops. The swell and the horn on the saddle are both of medium height, and the swell is slim to avoid interference with the rider's hands and reins. Saddle fenders are hung from the center of the saddle tree, and they are free-swinging and narrow. They are hung this way to allow the rider to use their leg across larger portions of the horse's body, which creates space for more cues the rider can give to the horse. The fenders are narrow and thinner, so that the rider is in close contact with their steed. The rigging on the saddle is called dropped double rigging. Similar to dressage riders, the reiners don't want the cinch to get in the way of the contact between them and their horse. So the drop double attaches lower down on the saddle to avoid any bulk. The saddles for barrel racing have deep seats that are made out of a rough suede, similar to the material on roping saddles to keep their rider firmly in place. Unlike on roping saddles, the cantle is high for security around tight turns. The swell is also tall and wide, and the horn is thin and tall for the same purpose of security. The fenders on barrel racing saddles are free swinging to allow for maximum mobility while still being in a secure seat. The rigging of this type of saddle is called single in-skirt rigging. This kind of rigging is attached to the skirt of the saddle, the flap of leather that hangs off either side of the saddle, rather than the regular D-ring attachment on the side of the saddle tree. Western show riding saddles have a padded suede seat with an average depth and a thinner skirt for close contact and enhanced leg cues. Like reining saddles, they have a lower swell and horn to avoid interference with the hands and reins. The fender lies below the rider and is slightly turned out for added flare, and the rigging is a double in-skirt rigging. As described earlier, an in-skirt rigging is attached to the skirt of the saddle and not the saddle tree. A Western show riding saddle is especially gaudy and decorated with lots of bling, silver, and sometimes even different colored leather. So far, we have talked about 6 different kinds of saddles for certain kinds of Western riding. But there are still many more, like endurance, bronc riding, parade riding, pole bending, cowboy-mounted shooting, mounted drills, and even goat tying, as well as a few less popular types of Western riding. But as we don't have time to go over the rest, I would like to go over the characteristics of English saddles. We're going to be talking about jumping, dressage, and eventing saddles, and if we have time, we can talk a little bit about polo and racing saddles. Jumping saddles are very minimal in comparison to Western saddles, which have much more volume to them. The seat of a jumping saddle is relatively flat, with only a slight incline towards the cantle, which is generally less than 2 inches higher than the deepest point of the seat. The pommel on an English saddle is the swell for our Western counterpart. The pommel is very small and almost non-existent, which is necessary being that when the rider gets into their two-point position, or jumping position, their body sits squarely over the pommel, and if it was bigger, it would interfere. The swell on Western saddles produces some support for the leg and thigh. But in lieu of this on English saddles, the rider still needs a bit of support. This is where knee rolls or knee blocks come in. These are small mounds that you see in the front of your sweat flaps and support the bottom part of your thigh, your knee, as well as the top part of your shin. These flaps are needed to provide security while jumping, but they are small so that they don't get in the way as well. Now the sweat flaps are angled forward and have rounded edges, and the front of these flaps protrude just a few inches in front of the saddle tree, and the back of the flaps end around where the deepest point of the saddle is. To me, these saddles are the most comfortable, but that's probably just because I used to primarily be a jumper. Dressage saddles are pretty similar looking to jumping saddles, but they have some key differences, beginning with the fact that the width of the saddle is wider, specifically at the back. The seat is also very deep and long with a high cantle for maximum support. And the pommel of the saddle is also higher than that of a jumping saddle. But in comparison to that of a Western saddle, you would think that the pommel on a dressage saddle seems very small. The sweat flaps on this saddle, unlike jumping saddles, fall straight down, but are still rounded. They're also longer than that of a jumping saddle. Dressage riders ride with a longer stirrup length and therefore need more coverage. Because the flap is longer, the knee roll is also longer, and it also tends to be a bit bigger than on jumping saddles. This is because a dressage rider needs to stay in a stable position, and these pieces assist in preventing the rider's knee from moving forwards and upwards. Eventing, if you don't know what that is a competition in which a rider competes in three different events or disciplines. These disciplines are cross-country riding, where you would see stationary jumps, which are those dangerous jumps I talked about in episode 1. The next events are dressage and show jumping. An eventing saddle needs to be all around useful for these three events, with very different needs, so these saddles have a combination of features from others. They have a deeper seat, more similar to dressage saddles, as well as a medium-high cantle for cross-country riding. The pommel on the saddle is lower and the knee rolls are medium and concealed so that they are more supportive for dressage but don't get in the way of a proper jumping position in other events. The sweat flaps on these saddles are medium-sized and hang slightly more forward than on a dressage saddle and slightly farther back than on a jumping saddle. Unlike dressage saddles, these flaps are padded, which can impede contact with the horse during dressage, but is necessary for the aggressive riding style in cross-country riding. It is not perfect, and some riders may use different saddles for different events, but if you don't want to spend that much money on multiple saddles, this is a happy middle ground. Now, I've been learning that I do not quite have enough time to talk about everything that I want to discuss with you, especially today, as I will not be able to talk about polo and racing saddles. And next week, we have to move on to bridles and leg wraps along with other specialty gear. But do not fret because the saddles that are most relevant in the last few episodes have already been covered. Until next time, iceberg out!